Dr. Shiva,
yes.
Welcome to the German Dream Project.
Hello.
Dr. Shiva, you were born in a country of nearly a billion people. You became one of India's leading physicists and now a world-renowned speaker and advocate for democracy and a different kind of globalization than what is currently taking place. May we begin by asking, when you were a child and then a young woman, what did you dream of for your own life in India?
There were two dreams that shaped my childhood and my becoming the person I am. My first dream was to be like Einstein. As a six-year-old, growing up in a society where I knew no scientists, growing up in a convent run by German nuns who did not want us to learn science, I somehow had this dream that physics is what I wanted to do. And the most inspiring physicist that came into my life was Einstein. And even now, on my desk, in my hometown, where I started my office, from my mother's cowshed when I left university teaching, is a beautiful bust of Einstein that I sculpted with my own hands to keep that dream alive. The second dream, growing up in the mountain forests of the Himalaya, because I was very fortunate to have a father who was a forest conservator, a mother who was a farmer, in spite of having a very high university degree, they exposed us to the most beautiful aspects of the Grand Himalaya, forests, its rivers. And my dream at every moment was sitting in an oak forest to say, let these forests never disappear. To swim in those beautiful, clear streams and say, let these streams forever flow. That was my dream. And when that dream started to be assaulted by destruction, I joined the CHIPCO movement in the 1970, the movement to hug the trees that saved the Himalayan forests, and became my lessons. And I learned everything from illiterate peasant women of the high Himalaya who knew the value of nature, who knew how we must protect the planet if we have to live. Those dreams have guided me. They've guided every action in the past and will in the future.
Dr. Shiva, in this series of interviews, we are asking thinkers, leaders, artists from around the world about their thoughts on a new dream for Germany. And as you well know, Germany has one of the largest economies in the world. Yet the public climate in Germany these days tends to be rather pessimistic as far as Germany's future is concerned. So what new collective dream or sense of purpose could give Germany and us Germans more hope and optimism about our shared future?
I think for me, my most important dream, and I believe every German citizen should have a similar dream, can have a similar dream, is to know that the food we eat, the food we cook in our kitchens or grow on our farms, does not have to be forced on us by an anonymous, faraway corporation, by unjust trade rules, by absolutely unfair economic policies, but that we can shape that through our everyday actions. Our everyday actions as farmers in terms of what we grow on our farms, in terms of consumers, whether we eat organic or don't eat organic. These are basic everyday decisions which every citizen of Germany can make. Similar decisions around health, similar decisions around education, similar decisions about jobs, work, wages. These have always been driven by ordinary people getting together in their ordinary power, but through that ordinary power of multiplication of thousands and millions, being able to shape the conditions of their everyday life. And Germany is dreaming of being part of a sustainable agriculture with family farms, biodiversity, safe and healthy food. I believe the real dream I have and the dream every German should have is to know that what political system we live in, what economic system we live in, is ours to shape by participating in what I call Earth democracy, a democracy of all life, a democracy of everyday life, every moment in our life.
You are speaking a lot about Earth democracy, the beauty of ecological diversity, and how we industrialized countries have a lot more to learn from our Earth. What do you mean by this practically, and how could this be a part of a new German dream for every individual and not just from a government perspective?
For me, Earth democracy is a set of basic principles that I believe should really be guiding our lives. The first, of course, is the recognition that democracy is not just about voting once in 4 years or 5 years. Democracy is about participating in everyday decisions. That is where ordinary people can take back power. The second principle of Earth democracy is the simple recognition that democracy is the democracy of all life, since we live on the Earth as an Earth community, as an Earth family. Internalizing biodiversity in our everyday consciousness is internalizing the recognition that we are not, first and foremost, members of particular races, particular regions, particular religions. We are first and foremost members of an Earth community. Citizens can start becoming determining forces of shaping history and politics and economy and start to lead their governments rather than being led or betrayed by them. When you experience Earth citizenship and participate in Earth democracy, the first thought that comes to you is your duty to protect. Your duty to protect the Earth, your duty to protect the community, your duty to protect your children, your duty to protect your work, your duty to protect your social security. For me, democracy and peace and sustainability are intimately connected. And through Earth democracy, that connection is so clear.
Dr. Shiva, like most other Western European countries, many Germans feel threatened by globalization, afraid that their jobs get outsourced to India or China, while at the same time many of your fellow country people in India experience globalization as something that gives us Europeans even more power and influence than before. So can you help us out here? What is globalization?
Well, there are two forms of globalization very clearly. There's a globalization of giant corporate power, and that globalization maximizes its profits without considering the interests of people and society or the interests of the planet. When subsidized agricultural crops and products are dumped on countries like India, that is a very, very serious impact. So when Indians view globalization as benefiting northern, western corporate power, that's true, it's a fact. When Germans worry about losing their jobs to lower wage countries, that is also a fact of the globalization of outsourcing, because outsourcing is nothing more than saving your costs in human resources. Quite clearly, German workers who have worked for decades and centuries to secure their rights and today are able to live good lives as workers, when that starts to get dismantled, they are both angry and afraid. But this is not the only way we could relate to each other in the world.
What do you think is the most valuable thing Germany could learn from India?
I think Germany and India have had such long civilizational interactions. Max Müller, after all, became one of the biggest translators of so much of our literature. I think Germany is learning so much about biodiversity, partly from India. But we are also learning from Germany how to ensure that in today's contemporary world of money and markets above people and planet, it is possible to start controlling and regulating these forces. And I believe the German dream and the Indian dream is a common dream, that we live in peace with the planet. We live in peace with other cultures. And that dream of biological and cultural diversity as not just the context of our being, but the very being that we are, is the dream through which we can achieve both peace, sustainability, as well as justice.
You are one of the world's most outspoken opponents of genetic engineering and the corporate patenting and ownership of plant DNA. What part could Germany's farmers play in your new German dream?
I think that German farmers as well as German consumers have jointly rejected a false dream of higher incomes for farmers, magical solutions to environmental problems, of desertification, climate change. Genetic engineering is not offering any solution to that. It is failing as a technology. It is failing on our farms in India. The fact that the farmers of Europe, the farmers of Germany, and the consumers have kept GM out, I believe, is something that has helped us. A world free of GM crops is a world in which we will have better food, more farmers on the land, as well as more peaceful communities, because you can only have peace when people belong, when people have security. Genetic engineering, by its very definition, is a technology which tells us farmers won't have to know anything. Knowledge will not be their knowledge about how to farm. It'll be the property of a handful of five gene giants who don't innovate. They merely pirate either from nature or ancient societies. Life, whether it's a plant or a cell or an animal, is not an invention.
Dr. Shiva, Germany, as you know, has an overaging population and a declining birth rate. What dream do you think could give us Germans a sense of a more promising future for children?
In the rich north, people can't afford to have children. That is showing up in the aging of Germany's population. I believe the way to solve that and put back children in the German dream is to ensure that social security is at the core of organizing society. They cannot rob our future generations of their future. Mises culture in India and the Native American culture in America have both had a very beautiful way of keeping the dream of the future alive in terms of reproduction of human society. They've always measured every impact of our actions through what impact will it have on the seventh generation. And I think the German dream now needs to internalize the seventh generation in its policymaking.
So many people we have spoken with during this series of interviews share perspectives of Germany's leadership and positive progress and are very proud of Germany's achievements, even though they are not Germans themselves. Yet when we speak with people in Germany, many times there is not a lot of pride of what Germany has done for itself and for the world over these last decades. So what do you think would help us Germans to be more proud of ourselves and possess the joy of our successes and involvements that were beneficial for us in the world in these last years?
The way for Germans to be proud of what they've done is to recognize that around the world, German initiatives, German movements are part of the global movement to create a better world and another dream. It is by robbing the ordinary German of the capacity to dream that the ordinary German has become disenfranchised. To bring pride back into Germany is to measure the growth of society and its security. The next step has to be how to organize to create a positive dream, and that positive dream cannot be Germany's alone. It cannot be a dream of exclusion. It cannot be a dream of privilege. It has to be a dream of sharing. It has to be a dream of caring and knowing that together we face our future in one planet where climate connects us, climate change connects us, biodiversity connects us, the oceans connect us, the tsunami connects us, and the beautiful morning sky connects us.
Dr. Shiva, in closing, may we ask you, what is your own most courageous, most beautiful dream for your home country, India?
India, as a society, have never seen wealth as terribly important as defined in terms of money. But we have always seen the wealth in giving as more important, and that is why the gift of giving has always created the highest citizenship in our culture. That is changing under the new globalization, which celebrates money, accumulation, greed. My dream is that India will pass this period of the greed for a few and move into another future of a sharing. We are a mega diversity country. We are a country where 2,000 languages are spoken, where every 200 miles the food is different, where every 500 miles the clothing is different. That is the India that I have grown up in with joy, with beauty, because that's the beauty that's creating work for hands and minds. That's the India that I dream of. It's the India I fight for. It's the India I serve.
Dr. Shiva, thank you so much for sharing your dreams with us.
Thank you, Wolfgang. Bye-bye.